The prolonged visitor visa, which the Immigration Department avail to same-sex partners, is an out-of-policy application, which kind of runs along the lines of the normal dependent visa approvability criteria, namely that the sponsor, the Hong Kong resident sponsor, needs to be able to show that the relationship is genuine, that there's been a pre-existing cohabitation prior to coming to Hong Kong, that the sponsor can put a roof over the head of the partner and also put food on the table of the partner. And these out-of-policy prolonged visitor visa applications tend to be granted sort of almost routinely, although they do take quite a while to consider and process because they are out-of-policy and they tend to get less priority than the normal in-policy applications. So the normal time frame is really between anywhere between 2 and 4 months, and it can be actually longer than that if the documentation tends to be a little bit less than, strong, compared to perhaps the type of documentation that might otherwise be available in a dependent visa application. But that notwithstanding, you're looking sort of a 3 to 4 month timeline for this out-of-policy approval. And once you get it, you can get extensions usually the same day at the end of the 6 month period, which is the normal time frame that's granted under a prolonged visitor visa, assuming that all the conditions for qualifying are present. And so this prolonged visitor visa is a way for families to stay together, but unfortunately the partner that holds the status doesn't acquire any privileges to do anything in Hong Kong other than stay at home and wait for the partner to come back, so to speak. So it's a visa status that allows couples to stay together, but it isn't a particularly practical one. So as we see here in this question, there's the possibility that this family will come to Hong Kong and they're looking to see what the likelihood or practical nature of a prolonged visitor visa will mean for them as a family, given that one of them will be in a position to sponsor a prolonged visitor visa because they hold an employment visa. There might be, according to the question, the possibility that after a short period of time here, a relatively short period of time, that a job offer may manifest itself for the trailing partner, or the trailing partner might decide that they want to go and perhaps enroll in a suitable course of study to take Mandarin lessons and then be sponsored by that education institute accordingly for 12 months usually. That's how that works. So really the thing to bear in mind that I've kind of laboured all of that is the fact that it does take sort of in the region of about 4 months to get a prolonged visitor visa. And if your intention within the first, say, 6 months or even 12 months of your time in Hong Kong, that your trailing partner intends to do something that would not be permitted under the prolonged visitor visa permissions, then it kind of begs the question as to whether or not, at this point in time, it's worth your while travelling down that path you could quite simply, as Dutch nationals, you could arrive at the airport and your partner could secure a 3 month, that is a 90-day limit of stay, at the airport. So if you're arriving sort of quarter four this year, I think you'd find that the normal sort of pattern of being in Hong Kong, possibly shooting up to Shenzhen for a bit of shopping or going to Macau for a weekend, relinquishing your visitor visa or your partner's visitor visa at the time that he makes the exit and then re-enters again, restarting his 90-day limit of stay, will effectively mean that perhaps your first few months in Hong Kong might not require the effort of going through a prolonged visitor visa application, because by the time you've found your feet as a visitor here and you've sort of understood the lay of the land, you may then independently go off to secure a student visa, or a job offer might manifest itself for which you're eminently qualified, and you might then go on to secure an employment visa, in which case the whole challenge of getting a prolonged visitor visa could become quite moot. So really, my best advice, given where you are and what you're doing, is to arrive as a visitor, You could probably make three or four entries over the course of a 9 or 12 month period as a visitor, effectively getting the same status at the airport as you would upon application for a prolonged visitor visa without any of the palaver that accompanies it. Make your determinations on the ground as to whether or not you wish to take up employment or study. If those circumstances materialise to qualify you to make an application for either of those visa types, then make applications for those visa types, and once you get approved, you've got a residence visa. If your circumstances change because your course finishes or you've taken up employment and you decide that you don't want to work after all and you want to just go back to being a family member, stay at home, so to speak, then you would make your application for a prolonged visitor visa at that juncture, and at that point you go through the 3 to 4 month exercise improving the bona fides of your relationship and the ability for one partner to sponsor the other, and at that juncture you could expect, in my experience, given the facts that you've essayed into me as to the nature of your relationship, that the Immigration Department would come to the party and they would grant you a prolonged visitor visa accordingly. So just to sort of finally answer your question, how easy or how hard it is, well, in real terms, it's not that hard. It's a lot of work, but in terms of anticipating a positive outcome in your circumstance, I think it's fair to assume the Immigration Department would approve a prolonged visitor visa. But given the kind of unsettled nature of what you think you're going to be doing during the first part of your residence in Hong Kong, I suggest that you hold off on making an application for a prolonged visitor visa and just rely on the status that you get at the airport each time you present yourself. And in my experience, as a Dutch national with a 90-day limit to stay as a visitor, I don't think you'd have too many problems securing that stay upon arrival via the airport or via the land boundaries, notwithstanding. So there you go. I hope you find it useful. Bit of a long answer, but I suspect we've covered all the ground.